On Right for Education today, we will be looking into the importance of handwriting. You know, I was looking into a very funny Twitter conversation. I think it's 2 days ago, where people were making fun of each other about how terrible, how horrible somebody else's handwriting is. And in as much as that was a light conversation, I had to go and find out if there are really any particular reasons why people should still think handwriting is a big deal. And it's covered in today's Right for Education. And this article is by Anna Stainbridge. In the first years in school, one of the most important things students learn is how to write. However, when we look at our life now, lots of written communication happens digitally on social media and messenger apps. And in many jobs, people now write on a computer and not with a pen and paper. And they also type on tablets or sometimes on smartphones. This question then is very important. Is handwriting even important these days? You think there's future for handwriting? So, what are the benefits of learning to... How is it going to benefit us to learn to write? So, you learn how to write in school. And in school and university, this skill can help one in different ways. It helps in by giving you better memory. Studies show that writing notes by hand helps you to remember the information for longer. Often, you can remember how and when you have written down the information, or sometimes even where on the page that information is. And this one has always worked for me, Toby. It has always kept my memory to actually write notes by hand. It also helps with more effective note-taking. Usually, writing by hand is slower than typing. So, in the classroom or in a lecture, it forces you to write down the key points and not the whole sentences, right? Because you know that you'll be far behind, you'll be listening to the main points so that you have enough time to jot them down as the lecturer or the teacher is talking. Also, the third benefit is that you have to put down the information in your own words, which helps you to understand the topic better. In a case of typing, you can practically copy and paste a whole page in 1 second. But when you have to write it down, you have to read and decipher. And therefore, it helps you understand things better. The other benefit is that it improves your reading skills. Because you physically write the letters, different senses and fine motor skills are needed. And this helps to learn the letters and the words that they create. There are other wider benefits, including stress release. Apparently, writing down your thoughts can release stress. This can help to deal with negative memories from traumatic experiences. And less stress leads to better mental health, which improves the quality of life. And this effect is greater when writing by hand than when typing on a keyboard. It also enhances creativity. You have to think more about what you want to write, how to form the sentences, and which words to use when writing on paper. And this encourages creativity and greater self-expression. It also encourages closer connections. For example, doctors connect more to their patients when taking notes by hand. We appreciate a handwritten note by a friend more than a text message. This is because it actually takes more time to write a note by hand, and we can recognize the personal handwriting styles. It has that personal touch. When it's Toby who wrote it, and I know it can only be her, you know, it hits home. Understand? Like, really hits home better. So, in conclusion, we have more and more technology in our everyday life. Still, writing notes by hand is an important skill. It helps us to learn better in school and university, and it is a good way to release stress, to express creativity, and to form deeper connection with other people. Although we might not need to write as much as we used to, there are really many, many reasons to keep writing by hand. It is a wrap in today's Write for Education here on the AM Plug with Josh and Toby on SkyAlphaHD.com.